This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
A Voice of St. Louis original podcast.
Today is Thursday, March 6th. I'm Megan Lynch.
And I'm Tom Ackerman. After about 8 hours, a Missouri Senate showdown ended late Wednesday over a bill that would recreate a state-run board of police commissioners to oversee the St. Louis City Police Department. The crime plan would also require law enforcement to report the immigration status of suspects. Defiance Republican Senator Nick Schroer says the mayor of St. Louis would be on the board, as well as four citizens appointed by the governor, most of which would be nominated by police unions and the mayor.
At its core, this legislation enacts a citizen board to manage the St. Louis Metropolitan Police Department, returning actual oversight of law enforcement to the people who live, work, and raise families in our great city.
The bill now heads back to the House for further work.
The vote for passage in the Senate came after a Democrat-led filibuster.
The majority of Democrats do not support the state taking back control of SLMPD. The St. Louis Police Officers Association and the Ethical Society of Police do both support the takeover, though. State Senator Carla May led the filibuster.
Most of the budget, the $1.2 billion budget of the local government, most of it, the direct spending, is by ordinance. Some of it is allocated funds through ordinance. So if you got allocated funds through ordinance, the general revenue is approximately $500,000 only. So if you can't support, you understand, support it, how in the world can you expect the Board of Estimate and Proportions to vote yes to fund something where there's no money to support it?
May says because the board, which will be unelected by the people, unwanted by the people of the city of St. Louis, and imposed on them by the state, has to do a mandate from a board that does not consider the overall funding of the taxpayers' money. Maria Aquino, KMOX News.
Inform your decision. Election News.
More now on the St. Louis mayor's race. We are getting a ward-by-ward breakdown of which areas went for which candidate.
In all, data from the elections board shows that challenger Kara Spencer carried 10 wards, while incumbent mayor Tashara Jones took 4, but the margins of victory for Spencer were much higher than the margins in the wards won by Jones. For instance, in the areas covering Carondelet, Southampton, Dogtown, The Hill, and Soulard downtown, Spencer won by about 80% or higher. She notched more than 70% approval in areas like Tower Grove and the Central West End, and also came out on top in Skinker to Bolivar, Dutchtown, and Benton Park. Mayor Jones had the most votes in majority black neighborhoods like Jeff Vanderloo, The Ville, and Wells Goodfellow. Her margins were between 55% and 65%. In Old North St. Louis, Jones won over Spencer, but by just a single vote. Michael Calhoun, KMOX News.
After Tashara Jones came in second place by a large margin in the mayoral primary, KMOX News asked St. Louis City Police Chief Robert Tracy if he will leave the department if his boss loses in April.
Whether it would be a difference in election or a difference in state control. So I have been asked, would you leave? I said, well, you know, I came here to do a job, and I've worked under different administrations. When I educate people, I hope they understand the type of job that we're trying to do. And if they decide to go a different direction, you know what? that's people's prerogative. And I've been doing this a long time, and I've seen it happen to a lot of other chiefs, even when they're doing the best job possible.
It's 8:06. An Overland man pleads guilty in federal court to one count of receiving child pornography. Prosecutors say 36-year-old James Goings faces from 5 to 10 years in prison when he's sentenced in June. Tips to the National Missing and Exploited Children Hotline suggested Goings had been uploading child sexual abuse material from a home computer.
Education news that matters to you.
Southern Illinois University Carbondale seeing enrollment growth. A big chunk of that is fully online students. Here's Chancellor Austin Lane.
So we knew that we could tap into that non-traditional student population that maybe started a degree and never finished. You can take our programs, in some cases, be complete with a graduate degree in 12 to 14 months.
Lane tells Total Information AM that SIU Carbondale is officially designated a Research One institution.
That's the ultimate. In higher education, it's the upper echelon. There are only 187 R1 universities in the country out of 4,000-plus universities. So think about that.
Some cancer screenings have rebounded since the pandemic decreased numbers. KMOX Health Editor Fred Bottomer reports.
Breast and colorectal cancer screenings have returned to pre-pandemic levels as of 2023, according to a study from the American Cancer Society. Lead researcher Jessica Starr.
This is particularly meaningful because we saw very large disruptions in cancer screening during the COVID-19 pandemic. And this can have massive implications on the stage of diagnosis for cancer.
The study finds cervical cancer screenings are still below pre-pandemic levels through 2023. Fred Bottomer, KMOX News.
From the KMOX Business Desk, a name change and major rebranding for Lutheran Senior Services. They will now go by Evertrue. The nonprofit is one of the region's largest, providing support and care for older adults. They say the change reflects its ongoing growth. President and CEO Adam Marlis said in a statement, "We're ever true to who we are and ever true to those we serve." Evertrue says it is the nation's 11th largest nonprofit provider of services for older adults.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.